So I came to Malakal for the first time in 4 weeks, and this is a city that's deserted, a hospital that was in tatters. I'm really very, very moved by what I saw in Malakal. I was here 4 weeks ago with Valerie Amos, and it was a city that was coming back to life. Well, that life has come to an end. People who were seeking protection in one of the last churches standing in Malakal, 1,756 people, and we've managed to go into the centre of town under extremely difficult and dangerous circumstances, and we've been able to take those people into a much safer situation inside the Unma space. But a United Nations that's standing strong. I mean, I'm so proud of what the team here has achieved over the last few days. People who were seeking protection in one of the last churches standing in Malakal, 1,756 people, and we've managed to go into the centre of town under extremely difficult and dangerous circumstances, and we've been able to take those people into a much safer situation inside the Unma space. So, job well done, but it's been a fast-paced and very moving visit today.
And how can you describe the situation in the camp? I'm talking about the POC site in the Unmiss log base, because we've been hearing complaints from the IDPs that the humanitarian situation in the camp is not that much good, and they are asking if UN can improve the humanitarian situation, shelters, water, sanitation and all, health and everything. How can you describe it, and what do you tell these people?
Well, I think the situation in any camp, in any setting, is never as good as people would like. A camp is a last resort. It's what we really don't want to have people inside our bases or inside a camp setting. We want people to be able to get on with their lives and to take care of themselves. And if you can provide assistance to people outside a setting of that nature, it's all the better. But at the moment, what we've got is a highly insecure environment in Malakal, and people were seeking protection and shelter with us. So we'll do the best we can to get them enough water, to get them enough food, to get them the medical attention that they require. But, you know, we could throw resource at this more and more, and people will never be entirely satisfied. And I understand their feelings, and it's a terribly overcrowded setting. So what we're doing is developing a new site to decongest, to give people a bit more space. But at the end of the day, what the United Nations is doing here is the most vital thing, and that is to keep people alive. It's to protect them. And I don't think anybody is questioning that or has any qualms about it.
Do you think your visit to Malakal pushed IDPs from the Christ the King Church to move into the camp?
Yeah, I want to be very clear. I mean, every move is voluntary and people make their own decisions. And whether people move to an Unma space or whether they leave it has to be their decision. And we're not the people who will take that decision. What we offer is an opportunity to come inside our base, but nobody is under any obligation, and quite the opposite. I think if people do feel safe enough to stay in their own homes or in other settings, then we'll do everything we can to support that. But I'd have to say that at the moment on the ground in Malakal, I wouldn't second guess anybody's decision to come to Unmiss as opposed to staying in a town that is deserted, destroyed, and under severe stress.